strategy I start to use RTPR, we use American Sign Language when we introduce new vocabularies. We use concept attainment to introduce the background knowledge. We use the sorting activities for students to incorporate reading and speaking in that activity. We also tried parallelize, fishbowl, just a few of the activity we learned in that training. The feeling I feel for me and my student is we are empowered. I used to describe without building the oracy is you ask your student to fly, but with their wings be banded behind them. They don't have the vocabularies. But really spend time building the oracy. They will have the ability. They will amaze you what they know, what they can incorporate. Also, I think one struggle we have is in fifth grade, if we still following the foreign language way to teach Chinese, that's not age appropriate for many of my students. We are still talking about kindergarten stuff. But when incorporate building oracy and integrate social study, we're talking about current events. We are talking about American history. They are so engaged. They feel really good about themselves to learn it. And I also see some of my students who don't speak Chinese at home, they are empowered. They are at first time, I think they are at the same starting line with students who speak Chinese at home, because this is a time they will learn this concept, learn the vocabulary at the same time as their Chinese-speaking peers. They are now feeling we are at a disadvantaged place. You know it, and we don't. For my Chinese-speaking student, they are really good at everyday conversation, but they don't have those academic language. They don't use that at home. This is the first time they learn it. So it's just the first time they realize, I really need to work hard. We are at the same starting line. So I see a lot of difference in students' response.